Hello everyone, welcome to Imagine Moving. I am Lodi Meijer and I am the founder of this podcast. In this podcast we will share different stories, interviews and explorations about dance and movement, body awareness and life. And this is already the fourth episode and I noticed that sometimes during the creation process I get sucked into this dense web of insecurities. I wonder who will this podcast speak to? Is the quality good enough? Will it resonate with the listener? Will there be any listeners? All kinds of questions that are flying around in my head. At moments, it makes me freeze up in fear and I have to sit with this emotion to calm myself down again. It is a challenging yet inspiring process, and I guess part of any project that involves creating something personal, identifying what is dear to you and getting yourself out there. It is about exactly this that I spoke to Irene Angreni about for the next episode. Irene is a dance and movement therapist and the founder of Expat Wellbeing in Rotterdam. She offers one-on-one coaching and tribe programs for people from all over the world. And as a survivor of depression, Irene has first-hand experience in the ups and downs of a healing journey and how tuning into the body can help this process. So what follows next is a personal reflection on dealing with depression, overcoming fears, and finding the courage to sharing your gifts with the world.
As human beings, like always, every moment we have movement. Even if it's not visible from outside, inside our body, there's all sort of movement. Therapy is often associated with this cognitive behavioral therapy. But as you may have noticed, we are not only our mind, like we have also the body. And the body is also an opening for what's going on right now.
This is Irene Angreni. As a dance and movement therapist, she focuses on embodied awareness, trauma release, and creating shared spaces for healing. In order to build the foundation for her practice, she had to go through a journey of her own. Here's the personal story of Irene.
Actually, my first try at dancing was during high school. It was popular, like among the popular kids, especially like they organize a big 17 birthday parties, and there's also some dancing involved, and then I got to learn it a little bit, you know, partner dancing and so on. I really learned dancing for myself when I was in my early 20s. So I'm from Indonesia and I came to Sweden for my master. You know, one evening I went out, you know, with other students, and then I learned this. There's actually a dance called Lindy Hop. It's a kind of swing dancing, and then I was like quite captivated by it. And then I was like really asking, like, oh, where can I learn this? Where? I was already familiar with ballroom dance, which is like really upright, and you know, there's like very strict. Yeah, you have to move this way, and so on. And in Lindy Hop, it is like historically, it danced first by the African American in the early 30s in a specific neighborhood in New York called Harlem. They also kind of bring, you know, this African culture, like the groundedness, close to the ground. And there's a lot of feeling of like bouncing, connecting with the earth. So it's like kind of like really groovy. There's a lot of personality in it. And the music is also what captivates me. Duke Ellington, Louis Armstrong, like, you know, this jazz. It is also about improvisation and kind of really listening to each other. It's a bit like a dialogue. And that's what I learned to appreciate. Social dance, it attracts certain kind of people that really like to socialize. And so I was also kind of showing up there because I was looking for that human connection. I did my bachelor in Jakarta in Indonesia in computer science. And my master in Sweden was connected to that human-computer interaction. So instead of dealing with the computers all the time, you know, with the program, the logics, so I was very eager actually to understand, like, okay, how would a software application, for instance, how would it be used by the human? Can I make it more user-friendly? Can I make it more intuitive? I feel like a longing to be connected in whatever I do, being closer and closer to the human side of things. Part of it was also my own personal struggle. That is something that kind of I've been dealing with since a young age. The feeling that I'm all on my own, I'm not connected. Who can I feel safe with? I was a bit running away from this kind of underlying fear. I struggled. And at some point it was catching up with me. I noticed during my recovery that I couldn't heal myself, that I couldn't take care of myself just by relying on my intellect, on my cognitive capacity. So that's when I started like gently moving into like, okay, understanding my own, you know, my own relationship with my body or with my emotion. I got in touch with mindfulness, that practice of slowing down, of stopping, and then that actually can create the space to create awareness. I noticed like very strongly the other part of me that really needs action, movement, kind of expression. Coming back to dancing, to this movement and the expression of the body. I joined a course in dance therapy. And after this course, I learned that in Rotterdam, there's like a master program. Wow, dance therapy. And this is like, what I'm looking for. So I joined this intensive week. And and then I was kind of more certain, all right, I think this is something that I really want for myself, first and foremost. There was that space within that week to actually explore what does this life mean to me. that's in a sense, and I know it sounds so abstract, but I think a lot of us really have a longing to support others, to help others. When I struggled with my depression, the first and foremost important thing was really about me, like, okay, first, I need to save myself. And so I was kind of going through all this journey. Also, like when I went to the master education, that was kind of more with that intention, actually. All right, I just want to understand it better for me. Now, I had a belief back then, like, okay, being a therapist is like, wow, so much, so big of a responsibility. I have to save people, I have to help others. Do I want that? The more I understand, what do we as human beings need for healing? We actually need to be empowered so that we can stand on our own feet and take action that are meaningful to us. That felt a bit easier. All right, then I can just try it out, to show up there in that space, not as the one who tries to save others, but really as the one who is being authentic, who's being being myself, but also acknowledging this self. Myself has a lot of experience, and I've learned a lot of tools as well, and see how I can offer that to the person, the other person or persons who show up. I have a bit of this savior syndrome that I want to, oh my God, someone's crying. How can I help this person? But yeah, it is. It gets easier and easier, kind of. Actually, just to be myself and to hold space and to, to make my everything that I have as an offering. Leadership first and foremost is also a reflection of how we lead our life, how we treat ourselves. Definitely, it's not the responsibility of anyone else, not even the therapist. I believe that everyone has, like, always this inner resilience. What is your dream? Like, what is it that you that you're so passionate about? What are you creating in your life? Often, like, on our way there, like, we stumbled upon some blockage, things that we have not resolved. Might confuse us and it might dishearten us, like demotivate us. Sometimes to be able to move forward, we need to also unravel these things, these blocks, these knots. What is it that's stopping you from being the amazing you that I think we all have, just waiting to emerge, waiting to come out? There are things like still holding us back, and those are kind of what I'm, what I help people unravel.
You've been listening to Irene Angreni, who is a dance and movement therapist and the founder of Expat Wellbeing in Rotterdam. If you like to know more about Irene, visit our website, imaginemoving.nl.